This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered Jesus, "We are descendants of Abraham, and I've never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. One of the tricky things about preaching during this stewardship season has come from just how incredible all of the stewardship talks have been. We heard from Beth, we heard from Fifi, from Carter, and today we're going to hear from Lauren. And every week, I have had the opportunity to read these talks before they are given. Usually, before I have written my sermon. And every time I have read one of these stewardship talks, I have asked myself, what more could I possibly say? They have been full of heart, of vulnerability, of love, of belonging, of hope, full of the good news of God's grace. The good news of Jesus the Christ. So every time I have read these talks, I have asked myself, what more could I possibly say? That talk is the gospel that I want folks to hear. But since it is my job to say more, I have persevered. I have tried to come up with some more good news to contribute. But this week, I want to steal something from the stewardship talk that Lauren is going to give later in our service. I'm sorry, Lauren, but you came up with something so good that I just have to use it. In her talk, Lauren will use the phrase, "legacy of living hope." Legacy of living hope. When I read our gospel lesson for today, that phrase, "legacy of living hope," resonated so much in Jesus' words. See, in our gospel lesson, Jesus ends up having a conversation about legacy. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answer Jesus, "We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" The people frame freedom within their legacy. We are descendants of Abraham. This is their identity. This is the legacy they expect to leave in the world. We are descendants of Abraham. But their understanding of their legacy seems to look only backwards. It focuses on the past. Highly edited version of the past that glosses over the enslavement in Egypt, numerous occasions of walking away from God, and various experiences of being conquered and displaced. It is a backwards-looking legacy. There's a real danger in looking only backwards. We tend to see a glorified vision of the past that glosses over harm, mistakes, injustice. In the good old days, things were better. But the question is, better for who? In our own country, when people consider the good old days, they tend to glorify days that were only better for a select few. Were the good old days prior to the Civil War and the beauty of the antebellum period, when our black and brown siblings were enslaved? Were the good old days right after World War II, when we experienced economic growth in our country, but women were first back into the home, no longer free to participate in the workforce as they were during the war? Were the good old days during the 40s to 60s during the baby boom, the same time as McCarthyism, when people who were gay, who were Jewish, who were politically left-leaning, who were considered different in any way, were persecuted? The same time that Jim Crow laws reigned supreme. The trouble with the good old days is that they were only good for some. Legacies that look only backwards glorify the past and gloss over the harm and injustice done to many people. This is the same glorifying of the past that Luther and other reformers countered during the Reformation. The church had a legacy that looked backwards so that those in power could maintain that power at the expense of others. When Luther really started to dive into Scripture, he discovered that Jesus calls us not to a legacy that looks only backwards, but to a legacy of living hope, what we call grace. God's grace calls us to look to the past and to see it in its fullness, to acknowledge both the good and the bad, because only by recognizing the fullness of the past can we look to the future with clarity. Can we create a future that is good for all God's children? God did not call this world good so that it would be good only for a select few. God calls this world good so that it is good for all. Our legacy as people of faith is not to look only backwards. We're called to the legacy of living hope. Hope in what is to come by the grace of God. In our gospel lesson, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So, if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is a legacy that acknowledges the past in its fullness and looks to the future with grace. This is the legacy of living hope, the legacy of God's grace. Not just grace for a select few, but grace and goodness for all. For men and women and non-binary folks, for babies and elders and everybody in between, for people of every culture, color, and language, for people of every ability and neurodiversity, for people who are housed and unhoused, for people of every sexual identity, people of every socioeconomic status, and for people of every faith and no faith at all. Grace for all people. without exception. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The freedom of Jesus looks forward. It calls us to be co-creators with God, building a world that is good for all God's children, without exception. It calls us not just to be free from something, but free for something. Free to have courage, faith, creativity, love. Free for working with God to create a world that is good for all. For this is the grace of God, a gift freely given and meant to be shared with love, belonging, and hope for the sake of the world. My siblings, as people of faith, we have a legacy of living hope that is built on the grace of God. How lucky are we to live that hope with one another, with Jesus, for the sake of all God's children. Amen.